Roger and JP. It's 7 o'clock. Well, if it happens, it would be a gigantic reunion.
Didn't they turn down $1 billion?
There's been a lot of money thrown at these people. And now, through a coincidental and somewhat accidental meeting on a stage, the rumors are back. The reunion could possibly be in the works. We don't know yet.
Christ.
But we'll tell you about what's going on next. 102.3 WBAB.
I don't need that in my life. Nicole will want to go. She'll get all mad.
Hey, everybody's going to want to go.
Nicole will get all mad because I'm going to say go with one of your friends. And then we end up fighting and it's all their fault.
I think even you would want to be there.
I hate the sweets.
Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. It's 7:05, and yes, there are now headlines and things about a reunion possible.
But I'm calling BS. How is it that ABBA get on stage? There's no video?
And the reunion we're talking about is absolutely ABBA, and they say there's no video. They
How is that possible?
They were on stage at a hotel, a small hotel in Stockholm, Sweden.
And nobody has iPhones? And nobody took video of ABBA getting on stage for the first time together in how many years?
Maybe they squashed it. But as of right now, no video has been released yet. Just one still picture where you saw the two ladies and then the two guys, Benny and Bernie, whatever their names are, who wrote all the songs.
What do the ladies look like these days?
They look good. They look like ladies who are like, they must be 60.
Judging by Brett's face, I'm not so sure he agrees with
it's okay. They're all right.
They're fine.
Yeah, expect.
They're not horrific or anything. They're just average-looking women, I think.
Right. I feel like I've seen the pictures of the women from maybe like 5 or 6 years ago, and it wasn't that good. Now it seems like they're starting to
Brett, this whole discussion needs some ABBA music.
Why,
I'm sorry.
Why are they so why is this such somebody offered them years ago $1 billion to reunite and do a tour. $1 billion. So obviously that guy knows something because nobody's risking that kind of money without being able to back it up. How is it that ABBA is the group that could warrant that kind of money?
I don't know if they've I don't think they ever toured the U.S. or maybe they did once.
What are you laughing about?
I just wanted to do a talk up. Did you start it over?
You know,
Ted Linder, ladies and gentlemen, loves to be a DJ.
Hold off on that for a second. You know what I'm saying? Because I can see them now, like if they decided to do this, almost pulling that Michael Jackson move where we're going to do 50 shows at the O2 and the world will come to ABBA. I just don't understand why.
They definitely have an international appeal. There's no question about that.
I got you.
They cross all sorts of boundaries. And a lot of people like them just... Whether you're a disco fan or you like the hits or you like the 70s and the 80s, I mean, you're going to love ABBA.
Donna Summer had hits.
CBS FM is Brooklyn's own Joe Causey. First time you heard ABBA, you were out on the town, maybe the Copacabana, dressed to the nine. You caught a glance from across the room. You pulled her onto the dance floor and held in your arms the woman you'd be with for the rest of your life. Here's ABBA.
That's it. You can imitate any DJ anywhere, anytime.
I don't know, man. I just, I don't see. I don't get it.
You can catch me Thursday night with Johnny Maestro and the Brooklyn Bridge and ABBA.
Oh, my goodness. And they were offered $1 billion and turned it down. Well, listen, they were on stage. It was supposed to be, I think, just the two guys there or something, and then the two ladies showed up, and they do all the singing, of course. And it happened. They did a song or whatever, and now it's been a couple of days. We'll see what happens.
They performed, Britt?
They performed one song. Right. Something like that. I don't even know it. Why you would perform that?
I don't know the songs. Because
you don't want to give anybody anything for free.
Jesus.
We'll see if the biggest reunion ever comes around.
The four of them got to be sitting there like, remember that phone call we got a couple of years back for $1 billion?
Anybody need $1 billion?
Well, you know, I don't know about you guys. I'm free.
It's 7:09. Here's Ted Linder. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 7:19. Very loyal and frequent listener Eric from East Islip is on the line with a question. 955-WBAB, of course, the number you called. You guys can do it anytime you want to. Eric, what's going on?
Hey, listen, I just got in the car. Were you guys talking about Zeppelin getting back together?
No. ABBA.
Oh, ABBA. Jeez, you had me going for a second.
Nah.
Eric, maybe as big a reunion as Zeppelin would be ABBA.
I think it'd be bigger. I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking, because, I mean, for us, Led Zeppelin would obviously be the biggest thing.
Yeah.
But ABBA is way more mass appeal than Zeppelin was. Because, you know, it wasn't...
They have a billion hits. Everybody knows Dancing Queen.
Also, they had a great recording studio. I know that's where they recorded Presence, at ABBA studio. Zeppelin did a lot of work there with those guys in their studio.
Maybe it'll be a Zeppelin ABBA double bill.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
Have a great day, guys.
Want a whole lot of Dancing Queen. Can you hear it? I can hear it now.
No, that would be fantastic.
See you later.
Later, boys.
You can dream a dream, can't you? It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. It's 7:23. And yes, big reunion news. Yes, ABBA is possibly going to reunite. We'll see. They were on stage the other night.
Someone just sent me a message. The reason they never really toured the United States is because they only came to the United States one time. And it's because one of the girls didn't like to fly. Right. And I'm saying, for $1 billion, you better pull like they did to Mr. T on the A-Team and club him over the head and drag him on the helicopter. Bitch, for $1 billion, you're flying.
No kidding. Figure out a way. Know? Do what you got to do. Put her on a ship and get her over here 3 months ahead.
Drug her, drag her on an airplane, and get her on stage.
Hey, good morning, BAB. What's going on?
Hey, can I make a request?
Go ahead.
Play Foghat. I just want to make love to you.
Great song. Would you like the live or the studio version?
Studio.
I'm sorry, did you say ABBA's Mamma Mia? Is that what you said?
Oh, no.
Too bad, that's what you're getting.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go, buddy.
That's what we're thinking about.
Just for you.
The ABBA reunion.
It says here on their Wikipedia page, first off, I did not know they were in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, really?
They got on in 2010, and I assume they didn't perform if this thing on the other on stage, right?
Yeah, they just don't perform. That's what happens. They're not even. That's why that picture of them on stage is so amazing from the other day. You just don't see them together on stage.
It says their record sales figure are uncertain. Hmm. Various estimates range from 140 to over 500 million records sold. I mean, that's vast.
Sure.
It says this makes him one of the best-selling music artists. ABBA was the first group from a non-English-speaking country to achieve consistent success in the charts in English-speaking countries, including the UK, Ireland, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa, and on a lesser scale, the U.S., because they didn't tour the U.S. but one time.
Holy crap. So they're all-encompassing. Like, they just own Europe, and then they're pretty darn big here.
But yet...
That's not bad.
But yet, they were on Broadway for how many friggin' years doing that Mamma Mia stuff and propped us. I don't get it, dude.
Who didn't go see that?
Me. And you.
I was being facetious.
You didn't go see it, did you?
No. No, but many, many people did. It's been so big. And they somehow, 30 years later, they are still
Brett, how many hits did they have?
At least 19, according to their Greatest Hits album.
19 songs on a Greatest Hits thing?
Yep.
Do we know them all?
I feel like I know like 10 or 11 of them, maybe, that, you know, were big here.
Yeah?
Now, there's some songs on there I have no idea, but they might be big other places.
You know Fernando?
Oh, we know Fernando.
Now, here's one for you. How many guys named Fernando are running around Sweden in about 1972, 73?
And this is why they're huge in Spain, for example. They did a Fernando song. There was something in the air. Does just make your toes tap?
Yeah, like what Puerto Rican named Fernando decided, you know what's nice this time of year? Sweden. I'm on my way.
In the U.S. here, I looked it up, 9 top 40 hits.
SOS. As we continue our Time Life collection.
Yeah. All the ABBA hits from Time Life.
Yeah, I don't know this one either.
This peaked at number 15 in 1975.
And then you can't forget that they were big, like Dancing Queen and the disco relationship, too. Just made them gigantic.
Well, they're not all disco hits? Like, all their hits aren't disco?
I wouldn't say all, no. No, they have different feels.
What else name of the game? There?
What about Take a Chance on Me?
I just see a lot of polyester.
Take a chance, take a chance.
Well, this one I know. I didn't
know you heard this one?
Yeah. They offer kind of a billion. Okay.
Yeah.
Nah, I give.
And as Eric pointed out, Zeppelin recorded in their studios.
Yeah.
It would be an incredible, weird mix.
Nah.
The two of them went out together.
That won't happen.
Or if Plant went out as one of the ABBA ladies. He could do that. He's still got the long hair. He's got the look.
$1 billion, man.
Yep. The guys are worth $150 million each or something like that. The ladies are worth maybe $10 million because they didn't write the songs. Either way, they've made a lot of money. They've done well. We'll see if ABBA ever comes out. They don't like to.
We can only hope, I guess, right?
727, here's Ted.
Right now...